All right, it's Dave Player here with you on 720 WGN. So there's a new book out there called Chicago Scavenger, The Ultimate Search for Chicago's Hidden Treasures. It's no ordinary book. It's a treasure map to unlock the hidden gems of Chicago's neighborhoods. And the book invites you on an interactive mission to explore 17 neighborhoods across the city, deciphering the clues and track down the photos leading you to over 300 little-known museums, vibrant public artworks, nature areas, overlooked historical markers, cafes, oddities, and more. The author is Jessica Mlynarek, and she is in studio. Jessica, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
I am so glad you are here. So I saw right in the cover of the book that our own Rick Hogan gave this reading a blessing. So that's a very good start.
Yes. And I got to talk to Rick and include his quote in my last book, too. And he approved that, too. So I thought I was in good company there.
Awesome. Very, very cool. Well, this isn't your first book about Chicago. You wrote a book called Secret Chicago, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. Talk to us a little bit about that one.
Sure. That came out in 2018. And that was really an exploration of kind of hidden things or just unique, bizarre things that you find around the city. 90 places in the city, in the suburbs. And in that one, I go into a little more depth about each place.
Yeah.
And it's in kind of just a random order. So in this book, Chicago Scavenger, my goal was to do less of the talking and let the reader do some more of the discovery.
Yeah, no, it's great activities and stuff. How did you start, finding these places? Like what piqued your interest in doing that?
Well,
all these obscure places.
Well, for the obscure places, I think it was maybe growing up in Cleveland. So I'm not a Chicago native.
Okay.
And my family always went, to unique museums and, parks, camping, all kinds of funny little oddities all over Ohio. And then when I moved to Chicago over 12 years ago, I started looking for the same kinds of things around here. I was so excited to be in a dynamic city and just would walk around, bike around, and just research things that stood out to me.
That's cool. The scavenger aspect of this book, that kind of started in your grandmother's backyard, right, for you?
Yes. I did get my scavenger pedigree back in Ohio in my grandma's backyard. My cousin and I would make little treasure maps of her yard and little scavenger hunts there. So I guess you can say I started young.
Well, I think now that the world is opened up again and people are going out, I think it's a perfect time to do something fun like this.
I hope so. My publisher and I talked about it during the pandemic. And at that point, I had been in lockdown, in my apartment for about a year. And I was really looking for a way to get people engaged in the city again, safely, all of the places you can be found outdoors. So you can explore it safely. But I wrote it mostly last summer. And it was such a fun way for me to re-engage with the city, get out of my own neighborhood, and remember why I love Chicago and all the diversity and amazing things we have here.
Well, in each chapter of this new book, so there's riddles, there's like a little snapshot of a photo, and it's pretty tight, so you have to really kind of find your, it's detailed, but you got to find your way through it, and there's other clues in there to get to your destination. I love that. How did you start thinking about all those little parts and pieces for each of these 300 adventures?
Yes, so there is a rhyming riddle for each one, and I confess that I'm not a poet by background, so that was a little challenging for me, but I wanted to convey whatever historical or interesting information about the place, and then also where people can find it. And I just thought about what those keywords were, then started playing around with rhymes for each one. And then I shot all the photos myself, too. So I have been to every one of the 342 places in the book.
Wow. What was the first one that you discovered? Like, what was the first one when you were putting this book together that made it into the book, or one of the first ones?
I think one of the first ones is, it's located in Lincoln Park. Mm-hmm. It's the Reby Storage Building, and it's got a beautiful kind of Egyptian-inspired facade from the 1920s.
Wow.
And my mind went there first because it's one of the first places that I researched when I moved to the city, and I was, going on a jog, and this beautiful terracotta building caught my eye, and I was like, what the heck is that?
Yeah, so you talk about, some of these buildings that are iconic, have been around for a very long time, and they've been repurposed over time. So you're talking about a storage building, but at some point it was, something else, and an architect put their mark on it.
Yeah, and there's a little shop inside there now.
Wow, very cool. Let's talk about a couple of these here. Lincoln Square. Here's one of your tips was seek out the oldest drugstore in town, a place where natural health goods abound. Stained glass and carved wood will have you there. Stock up on herbal products and also skincare. So just to give folks an idea of this, it's spiral bound. So you can actually take it with you. You don't have to do it in the same day. You can do this over an entire summer and over a year, whatever you want to do. But it's really kind of getting to know each of these neighborhoods one at a time.
Yes, I wanted to highlight things that are visually interesting in the neighborhood, history, also just, you know, the different communities that have moved through the city. It's a snapshot of Chicago right now, but it talks about the communities who have been in our neighborhoods and who are there now, how things have changed over time. And I hope that I've been able to highlight that history and also shout out some of the small businesses and restaurants who I know who've had a hard time in the last few years.
Well, I was going to say, too, when you're going to all these neighborhoods, experiencing a new restaurant is a big deal. Like, you know, I know friends of mine that they've got their favorites, or they're very chainy people. They go to chain restaurants all the time. Like, this is a great opportunity if you're going into some of these neighborhoods and looking up what some of the best cuisine or some of the best restaurants are and going and checking those out.
Yeah, grabbing a bite to eat and grabbing a beer is definitely part of whenever I go on my explorations around the city or other places. You know, that's got to be part of it.
Now, I don't want to give all these away because I want to talk about a couple of them specifically, but this one in Lincoln Square, it's a great image and stuff on there. The oldest drugstore in town. What is this one?
It's Mertz Apothecary.
Oh, yeah. Apothecary. Yeah, right. Okay. That makes sense. Okay. Here's another one. Look here for Sullivan's Last Design. So we're really talking about architecture there. On a building used for instrument sales, where the unique green terracotta shines, ornate geometric and natural details. So how did you put that one together, and where did you find this?
So this is a landmark. It's the Krauss Music Store. I'm a history and architecture nerd, so you'll see a lot of cool buildings in here. And if you are familiar with Lincoln Square, you live there maybe, you'll know this building. But my goal was also to show people who are going to check out a new neighborhood for the first time noteworthy things to see. So it's really 17 neighborhood tours that I've put together, and it's just a beautiful building. I think it might be up for sale right now.
Very cool. The new book is Chicago Scavenger, The Ultimate Search for Chicago's Hidden Treasures. If you got a question for Jessica, 312-981-7200, and we'll be right back. It's 720 WGN. All right, Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. We're talking to Jessica Mlynarek. The new book is called Chicago Scavenger, The Ultimate Search for Chicago's Hidden Treasures. So we were talking a little bit about some of these unique places in the book. It's a spiral book, so it's almost like a workbook that you can go around town and do. And let's explore some other neighborhoods. Lakeview, you talk about the Cemetery of Architects. One man is on an island apart from the rest. He built skyscrapers and designed the fair. His city beautiful plan drew fanfare. And of course, there's images in there, there's clues, there's rhymes, and it's for you to go into a community and find the clues and find where we're going here. So which is this?
This would be a Daniel Burnham's grave in Graceland Cemetery. So I have a few. I've taken people into the cemetery because it's so beautiful. It's historic.
It is. Yeah.
I actually went there on my birthday in 2020. In the pandemic, you couldn't go anywhere but outside. So I told my husband we're going.
It's pretty dead over
the
there.
Cemetery. Yeah, it's pretty dead.
Sorry. Hello. 1-2. There's a secret at this B&B. You'll need the code word to pop in and see. A speakeasy entrance is your mission. Lindy hop back into Prohibition. And that's cool because number one, as you talked about exploring the neighborhoods and some of the places to eat and drink, speakeasies are the thing right now.
Oh, yeah. This one is it's called Room 13. It's at the Old Chicago Inn. So you can only go there if you are a member. It's a private club.
Oh,
or if you stay at the B&B.
Okay,
so you stay at the B&B and then you can go down. And everything in there is 1920s themed, and all of the drinks served are things that are from the 1920s or using ingredients from the Prohibition era. So there's no like modern cocktails there.
The Chicago Inn, I don't even know too much about that place. It's just, it was a turn of the century hotel, or what was it?
It's just it's a building. So it's a little B&B and it's just a cute little spot pretty close to Wrigley, down the street from Trader Todd's if you've been there.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. The Loop, stop near the bridge, then take a look down to glimpse the site that became our town. Early residents didn't get far. It since became Chicago's first star. I know what that is just by your rhyme. But go ahead.
Well, hopefully if everyone knows their Chicago flag trivia, they'll know what the four stars mean. Mm-hmm. And of course, the first one is Fort Dearborn.
Right,
so
right.
When you're...
Michigan and Wacker, just down the street
from
here.
Yeah, when you're right down there, you know, you'll see the bridge and you'll see the reliefs on the bridge that portray different events in Chicago history. But if you look down at the ground, you'll see the outline of the fort is noted in the pavement.
That's cool. That's very cool. I'm going to do two more here. Westtown, just to give you guys a taste for this. Try to find Chi-Town's smallest bar. Besides an out-of-place railroad car, Bourdain ate here after it rode the rails. Today you can toast with classic cocktails.
Yes, I was just having a cocktail there this time last week. This would be the Matchbox.
Yes, yes, yes. Right off of Ogden.
And they do, since the pandemic, they've put in a lot of outdoor seating. So
okay,
you can sit outside safely and enjoy, but...
I passed it for, I used to work at the Montgomery Ward Building a million years ago. I passed it a million times. I've never gone in there. Explain to folks what, tell me,
oh,
I know.
You have to.
Yeah,
the inside is tiny, kind of triangular shaped bar. And then there is the railroad car that was put there, I don't know, 20 years ago. And there used to be a restaurant inside. So now they're in the process of redoing that. They're going to open that up as another bar. But
that's cool.
They've got plenty of outdoor seating. But also, if you want to see the charm of the tiny bar, go inside the Matchbox.
Love that. Pilsen, last one here. Built by members of its parish group, Twin Spires were taller than buildings in the loop. Featuring common brick on a Gothic scale, the church was even built without a nail.
Yes, I believe it's St. Paul's in Pilsen, and the community built it, which is, I think that makes that story really special. And so hopefully as people, it's hard to cram, you know, all the information about all of these sites into just four lines. So my hope is that people will get curious and do a little more research. And so they would learn that it was built by people in the community who were craftspeople and they built their own church.
Very cool.
It was taller also than anything in the loop at that time.
Is that crazy?
Yeah.
I know. Those were the skyscrapers. I know. Nuts. You're in Wicker Park. Did you start exploring there a little bit? Is there some unique things that you found immediately? When you move there?
Oh, yeah. And so on my street, I always like to mention that I have a clue from my street, which is a cannon in a private home's yard. It's a World War I cannon.
Random.
Yes.
Wow.
So the house, the building used to be an American Legion. So they had this cannon. It was never active in World War I. It was used for training.
Okay.
And then they moved out. Private citizens bought the house. But many years later, an American Legion from the Burbs tried to come and take it. And, you know, people stepped in and saved it for the neighborhood.
Wow.
Which is a pretty cool story.
Wow. So urban explorers, foodies, cultural enthusiasts, history geeks, anyone curious about Chicago, really, this is a good opportunity to put your skills to the test. And there was a handful I could figure out, and maybe it was the image, or maybe I didn't understand the image, but I knew what you were talking about. But that's what I think makes it so much fun. And there's some that I couldn't do at all. So traveling through a neighborhood and figuring that out, again, what a great adventure, especially as the weather's getting nicer.
I hope so. I hope it's a great way for people to connect with each other again, maybe challenge your friends, take your kids out, your family, and just explore the city again.
Yeah, no question. You've got a big party coming up for the book release. You've got some presentations that you're going to do so you can discuss some of this and some book signings. Tell me a little bit about what's coming up for you.
Well, the big party will be May 21st from 1 to 4 p.m. at Shuba's.
Classic
that may
place.
Or may not be a place in the book. Hint, hint.
Yes. Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
We'll be having a raffle of a lot of prizes of places in the book that have donated.
Was a Schlitz bar,
correct.
Right?
Yeah, yes.
Look at me.
Yes,
look at me with that.
House.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. And you got some other ones coming up too at some libraries.
Yeah. So I've got the Gail Borden Library in Elgin on May 3rd, Arlington Heights Library on May 10th, and then here in the city at Logan Square on May 17th.
All right. What are you thinking about for your next book? Because it seems like you're on a roll here.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I feel like I've uncovered a lot of nooks and crannies from Chicago. But the thing about Chicago is the more I learn, I just end up with more questions.
Yeah, right, right. And that's why we've got these great books. Jessica Mlynarek is the author of the new book, Chicago Scavenger, The Ultimate Search for Chicago's Hidden Treasures. And you can find it at Amazon, your local bookseller, other stores you can get this at?
Sure. Up north, you can get it at City Lit, Women and Children First, the bookseller, and Hyde Park, the 57th Street Books. And of course, my website, chicagoscavenger.com.
Very cool. Thank you so much for joining us in studio.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. All right.